BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has warned Russia in the starkest terms that he will respond to a reported chemical weapon attack by its Syrian government allies. Barbara Platt-Usher reports from Washington.
The president has again taken to combat by Twitter as the Pentagon weighs a military strike against Syria. In a tweet, Mr. Trump said, "Get ready, Russia, because missiles would be coming," as he put it, "nice and new and smart." He also said Russia shouldn't have allied itself to President Bashar al-Assad, who he called a gas-killing animal. Earlier, Russia's ambassador in Lebanon said his country would shoot down any U.S. missile fired at Syria.
Reports from the Syrian city of Duma said dozens of people died in a gas attack just before rebels there capitulated. President Assad's government denies using chemical weapons. The Speaker of the US House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, has announced that he will not run for re-election in November. Mr. Ryan told a news conference he was proud to have seen through congressional reforms, including sweeping tax cuts and increased support for the military.
Probably the two biggest achievements for me are, first, the major reform of our tax code for the first time in 36 years, which has already been a huge success for this country. And that's something I've been working on in my entire adult life. And after tax reform, addressing our military readiness crisis, that was a top priority that we got done last month as well.
Mr. Ryan's departure follows a wave of retirements of Republican members of the House. A military plane has crashed in Algeria, killing more than 250 people. The aircraft came down shortly after takeoff at Boufarik Military Airport near the capital, Algiers. Rana Jawad reports.
Pictures from the scene of the crash show dozens of body bags laying in an open green field. Officials from Algeria's Ministry of Defense say most of the dead are military personnel. Others who perished in the crash included the crew and people described as family members of those on board. An official from Algeria's ruling party said there were also 26 members of the Western Sahara Polisario movement on board the military aircraft. The Polisario Front is an Algerian-backed separatist group which has been struggling for the independence of the disputed Western Sahara territory that was annexed by Morocco in 1975.
BBC News.